93.5 Triple M. It is your newest way to wake up with Jody and Matha on the line. Jodes, we have the very, very generous man of his time, Tony Spears, chairman of Club Dubbo. Tony, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, my pleasure, Matha. How are you going?
Look, I can't complain, mate. I've got to ask, overall, we're talking about how the bowls, the international fours, how it went last week, mate. How did it all go?
Oh, look, it was a wonderful 4 days altogether, Matho. They started off on Tuesday night with the Calcutta night. Calcutta went nuts again, just under 20,000 in bids on teams, and everyone was very excited about what was coming up. Then the play started on Wednesday. Some really interesting results. A couple of the more fancy teams got rolled by a couple of the less fancy teams.
Wow.
And then we ended up with only 8 teams at the start of day 2 on Thursday that hadn't lost a game.
Wow.
And then after the 3 rounds on Thursday, which was the end of the preliminary, so it was only 3 teams that went through with 6 wins. So those 6 games, obviously, during that time. And, the leaders at the end of that, which came with a prize, was the team formed who all happened to be Australian Jackaroo players. So,
oh, okay.
One would have expected them to do quite well. But, and then we went into the finals day on Friday, where we had the playoffs for the plate, the shield, and the big playoff for the cup. The plate and the shield playoffs ended with the team that was sponsored by Reddit. They won that. Then in the cup, we had some amazing playoffs. So we had a para team there for the week made up of 4 New South Wales paraplegic representatives. They ended up in the top 8, which was fantastic. They did a wonderful job. They ended up playing against the eventual winners in the quarterfinals, and honestly, it was one of the best game of bowls you'd ever want to see. The Lee Schrainer, who was the skipper of the winning team, won that game on his last bowl with a bear jack into the ditch. Just was so close. The guys were actually holding game, and he put the bear jack into the ditch, which was just a magnificent shot, but, you know, brave.
How did the international players end up?
Look, the Fijians, the Fijians had a really good tournament, actually. They ended the preliminary rounds in 9th position, so just out of the top 8. And they went and played for the Shield, but they ran into the hot side that won the Shield, which was, as I said, the team sponsored by Ready. We had a number of internationals that were spread. They were the only international full team, but there was a number of other internationals spread through the field in various teams. Gary Kelly, who's from Ireland, he played with the other 3 Jackaroos. So, look, everyone, I think the feedback's been really positive so far. We'll obviously do a debrief and probably survey the participants and find out where we can improve for the next one.
Absolutely.
On to bigger and better things. Thank you so much, Tony Spears, chairman of Club Dubbo, just hosted the International Fours in the bowls tournament, and by the sound of it, had a fantastic time and very successful. Thank you so much, Tony, for joining us, mate. We'll catch up soon again.
Great to speak to you. Thank you.